Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. It's time again for news and reports from the field, brought to you every week by Mardon Resort at Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir. If you've been wondering how good the walleye fishing is on Potholes Reservoir, the results of the Rod Meesburg Walleye Classic held the first weekend of May should answer that question for you. 74 teams participated, and they caught and released 822 fish over the two-day tournament with an average size of over 2 3/4 pounds. The winners were Ron Charlton and Jason Bauer. They brought in 45.66 pounds of walleye, to include the biggest fish, which weighed in at 9.74 pounds. Jeremy and Marcus Bertrand got second place with 44.38 pounds of walleye, and local guide Shelby Ross, fishing with his daughter Tanya, brought in 43.92 pounds of walleye. As you can tell, the spring walleye fishing is fantastic. So if you want to find out more about heading to the big lake here and catching your limit of walleye, simply book a stay at Mardon Resort. You can do so by going to their website at mardonresort.com. That's mardonresort.com, where the fish bite, but we don't. Checking in from the Snake and Clearwater Rivers of Idaho, guide Nate Luther has been fishing for salmon under a permit held by Toby Wyatt with Real-Time Fishing Charters. Nate reports that while the springers are not exactly jumping to the boat, the fishing is solid right now. Operating under his own business license of Nate Luther's Guide Service, Nate says the quality of the sturgeon they've been catching remains good, as in big, but the numbers have fallen off a bit. If you're looking for lots of smaller fish than sturgeon to fill in the gaps between those big fish bites, smallmouth bass and trout fishing has been strong. And by the way, the smallies and the trout, they're pretty good size on the Snake River. Find out more by checking out Nate's brand new website at NateLuthersGuideservice.com. Heading to Missoula, we've got news to share from one of my favorite organizations, the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. This group of outdoorsmen and women are very passionate about hunting and fishing on public lands and protecting your rights to do the same. They have life memberships available and have partnered with two companies to give you quite the gift if you do. Kimber makes some very fine firearms, one of which I own, and they are offering a pistol or rifle to anyone who becomes a life member of the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Don't need a firearm? How about a lightweight teepee to use in the backcountry? Angela Tim, co-owner of Seek Outside, told us about these great teepees on her show a few weeks ago, and she is now offering them along with a stove to keep you warm while you're in it if you become a lifetime member of the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Both the firearm and the tent are really nice incentives to join for the long term. You can get further details about this and this organization at backcountryhunters.org. Next up on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we continue to broadcast from the Tri-Cities as part of the Northwest Outdoor Writers Association Conference. One of our members is Dennis Dobble. He actually lives in this area. He is a book author. He is an outdoors writer who writes quite a bit about fishing. And Dennis, there's a whole lot of fishing to be done here around the Tri-Cities. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the fisheries that are going off now and through the middle of June.
What's going on now, John, is crazy time for springer fishing. So the spring Chinook run is full bore right now, moving up the Columbia River with a near record run again, all the way up through the lower Snake River. So we've got opportunities to fish any day of the week, depending on how far you want to pull your boat near the Tri-Cities.
So let me ask you a question about that. You know, down lower, they're trolling plug cut herring. Are they doing the same thing up here or not?
There's a number of different techniques. It seems like in the lower river, pulling plug cut herring behind a flasher or a dodger seems to be the thing that works. In this area, more people are anchoring their boats and fishing with plugs wrapped like a maglip or a quickfish wrapped with sardines. The bank fishermen, more interestingly, tend to plunk with spin and glow and herring or even shrimp.
And let's talk about some of the hot spots in this area for springers.
Well, right now the run is moving through. So the lower Snake River from downstream of Ice Harbor Dam all the way up to Little Goose is the best fishing right now, and then also near McNary Dam.
All right. Now, there's more to fishing around here than just for salmon. There's some warm water species, too, isn't there?
Yes. It's also time of the year to fish for bass. So the bass have moved into the Lower Yakima River, for example, and bass fishing with plugs and jigs is great. The interior reach, Hanford Reach area, the backwater sloughs, bass are now on the nests, and so some of the trophy-sized bass are in there, and people are fishing for those. We've got catfish are moving into the lower reaches of several rivers, the Yakima, the Walla Walla, the Palouse, and then there seems to be walleye fishing just about any time of the year out here. And of course, the state record walleye was caught downstream of Pasco.
We were kayaking during this conference, and we actually were kayaking down the lower part of the Yakima River, saw quite a few bank anglers, and almost every one of them had success for smallmouth bass, for catfish, or for trout. And then at the very end, right where the mouth is, we saw a guy anchored up, and he was actually after squawfish, but he says, I didn't get what I wanted, but I sure got something good. And he showed us a stringer of walleye that was just fantastic. Walleye up to 8 pounds. Is that common too this time of year at the mouth of the Yakima?
I wouldn't say that the walleye are real abundant in the Yakima, or at least they focus on that, but yes, walleye fishing is great near that part of the lower Columbia and in the Yakima. And one thing that's happening right now is the predator fish, the walleye and smallmouth bass, are moving in to capitalize on the salmon smolts that are migrating downstream from the Yakima River, and they stack up near the mouth, both the predators and the prey.
One other thing I want to talk about before we go, trout fishing. If somebody came to you and said, I want to go trout fishing somewhere near the Tri-Cities, where would you send them?
Trout fishing this time of the year is just a little more complicated, so people have to go north to the potholes or to some of the quality fly fishing lakes, Lanice, Nunley Lake, float tube type venues, or there's also some small lakes, Toucannon Lakes that we call them, that are in the Dayton region that we go to. But in terms of stream trout, that doesn't open up for another month for stream fish.
All right, Dennis, we have to go, but before we do, let's give people a website so they can find out more about your writing and some of the books that you've got for sale.
So I've got two books. One's a guidebook on fishes, and the other one is a collection of fishing stories. And my website is DennisDauble.com.
That's DennisDauble.com. Dennis, and then Dauble is spelled D-A-U-B-L-E for DennisDauble.com. Dennis, thanks for the fishing report. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Tired of the same old fishing hole? Then head to Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County. Enjoy a weekend on the glacial waters of Wallowa Lake, where you can troll for the deep water excitement of kokanee or cast your line for some trout fishing fun. Bring your float tube or canoe and enjoy fishing in some of Wallowa County's small lakes. Or don your waders and step into the clear waters of the Wallowa, Imnaha, or Grand Ronde Rivers. Early to bed, early to rise, fish all day, and there'll be no need for lies when you fish the waters of Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County. Visit us online at wallowacountychamber.com.
Nate Luther wants to take you fishing for monster sturgeon on the Snake River in Hell's Canyon. Find out more by going to Nate's Facebook page at Nate Luther's Guide Service or give Nate a call at 208-503-9204. That's 208-503-9204 for Nate Luther's Guide Service.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
We're back with one last cast from John Cruz on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
We've been telling you about outdoor recreation around the Tri-Cities, and if you're looking for a place to stay when you come up here, well, I would highly recommend the Shiloh Inn in Richland. With us here to tell us more about this place that's hosting all of us here for the Northwest Outdoor Writers Association Conference is Rodney Burt. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, John.
Rodney, this has been a wonderful stay. In fact, right now, it's sunny out, gorgeous day. We're standing right next to the pool and the hot tub. Tell me and our listeners a little bit more about this property.
Well, we've been here for about 40 years and just a nice, older, well-kept property. It's huge. We're right on the Columbia River. The Riverwalk Trail is right out our back door, and that's a wonderful trail. I walk it almost every night. You see the geese and their little goslings. You see beavers. even skunks sometimes.
Well, we don't need to see the skunks too close, but you're right. The river being right here, this being a riverfront motel, and that trail, that's part of a 23-mile trail, is just fantastic. Howard Ammon Park is just up the road about a mile. Great place to go for a walk and just kind of hang out. But getting back to the property itself, how many rooms do you have here?
Well, John, we have 150 rooms right now, and we're one of the biggest properties in the Tri-Cities. And right now, as you can see, we're out by the pool here, and it's just beautiful. It's probably the biggest outdoor pool in the Tri-Cities. It's probably the nicest, I would say, too. It's just people love it when they come here and get to spend time out at the pool.
Well, you've got some great conference space. We've been enjoying that. And I also want to pay some kudos to the restaurant and lounge staff. It kind of flies under the radar. You don't hear a lot about it, but I've actually really enjoyed the time I've spent here. Your chef is a pretty darn good cook.
Yeah, he's really awesome. I eat his food 5 days a week for lunch, so he is really good. And Leela Noonan, she's awesome with setting everything up and just making sure everything runs smooth. And Lance Sawyer, the owner, he's very helpful. He just does the best job that they can to make sure he's happy.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, two things you got to get when you're in the restaurant. The most popular dish seems to be the halibut and chips. So if you like French fries and halibut, really popular. In fact, if you don't get here early enough, they might even run out. That's how popular it is. The other one, believe it or not, great appetizer, really filling, a lot of food, is the quesadillas. The quesadillas are just fantastic.
Oh, the quesadilla is a meal. I have that for lunch, so at least once a week. It's really good.
If I had it for lunch once a week, I would gain a lot of weight in a hurry. So you're doing better than I am, Rodney. All right, so one other thing we need to talk about, besides the fact you're next to a river, you're also right next to a golf course, too, with 300 days of sunshine. I'm guessing a lot of people come here to stay here and go golfing next door.
We do. We have a Columbia Point Golf Course. It's beautiful. I've golfed it several times, and we have several golf groups that start in May till the end of September that come and block rooms with us, and they golf right there. So they love this. It's very centrally located to all the golf courses in the area.
One other thing we have to mention, this is a riverfront hotel, but you're going to be hard-pressed to find more affordable accommodations than what you're finding here at the Shiloh Inn.
That's true. Our motto is affordable excellence, and we are very affordable and just very comfortable. Our rooms are clean, and our staff is very friendly.
If you want to find out more about a place to stay here in the Tri-Cities, go to shilohinns.com, check out the Richland location. I think you're going to be as pleased as we are, and I think you're going to have as much fun as we have recreating outdoors in the Tri-Cities, and then you come on back at night and have a comfortable night's sleep here at the Shiloh Inn. Rodney, thanks for telling us all about it on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
Okay, it's time for the Sportsman's Warehouse Trivia Question of the Week. Before we get there, though, we got to talk about some events taking place at Sportsman's Warehouse Stores, the Outdoor Film Festival, which I got to attend and found to be an absolutely awesome event. Continues to tour the Northwest with 7 p.m. showings at the Sportsman's Warehouse Store in Spokane on May 18th, the Missoula Store on May 19th, and the Helena Sportsman's Warehouse Store on May 20th. These films are great. You have chances to win some fantastic prizes, and best of all, it's all free. And now for your question of the week. This environmentally oriented outdoors writer and photographer was a staple of the Sunday comics for decades and even had a radio show dedicated to his character from 1950 to 1952. His comics were full of trivia that helped us learn more about the wilderness we recreate in. He was tall, had dark hair, never aged past his 30s, and his first name was Mark. What was his full name, which was also the name of this long-running comic strip? If you know the answer, go ahead and let us know on our Facebook page at Northwestern Outdoors Radio or through our website through the contact page at northwesternoutdoors.com. Everyone who gets it right is going to be entered to win a $25 gift card, and one of those people will win it after our last broadcast. Again, that's northwesternoutdoors.com or our Facebook page at Northwestern Outdoors Radio. Just let us know the name of this outdoor comic strip, and you're entered to win. We are running out of time, but I hope you enjoyed our show this week, put together during the annual Northwest Outdoor Writers Association Conference in Richland. As you can tell, there is a whole bunch of outdoors recreation to be found in this sunny part of the Northwest, and you can find out more about it at visittri-cities.com. You can also find out about joining NOAA, This fun-loving group of writers, photographers, bloggers, video, and radio broadcasters by going to our website at northwest-outdoor-writers-association.org. I'll repeat that. That's northwest-outdoor-writers-association.org, or you can just like us and follow us on our Facebook page. In fact, you don't even have to be a published writer or photographer to join our organization. You can join as an apprentice, and we can help you get published. Our 2016 conference is going to be at Diamond Lake in Southern Oregon, and we would love to see you there. That's the Northwest Outdoor Writers Association, a great group, and I'm proud to be part of it. Now we really are out of time, so until next time, take care, God bless, and make it a point to spend some time outdoors.